Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM, helping to create a storehouse of possibilities and products from a single seed. ADM, resourceful by nature.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report today. Here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. The hog market in the western Corn Belt today will be essentially shut down by the winter storm Thursday and overnight, while the eastern half of the region is expected to see mostly steady prices in a limited late-week run. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $41. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday, March 1st, negotiated swine purchases were 15,680. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was 5350 to 6486. The weighted average was 6095, a gain of 36 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $43.58 to $53, and the weighted average was $49.78. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $6,457. The base price range, $57.50 to $66. The weighted average, $63.91, a gain of $1.37 from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $43.05 to $52.50, and the weighted average was $49.72.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good Friday morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And taking a look at the weather around the Midwest, we have a full-fledged blizzard in the upper Midwest right now. There will be no transportation today across much of Iowa, Wisconsin, Minnesota, the Dakotas, and parts of Nebraska. Roads are shut down, especially to the west and north of Des Moines. Basically, that Des Moines is in the blizzard zone, and it's worse as you go north and west of there. So that area is going to be shut down not only today, but through the weekend, I think, as they got a lot of snow and they have a lot of wind blowing it around. There are highways that the plows aren't even going out on right now. It's just not worth the effort. So that's an area that is paralyzed right now in the Midwest. Meanwhile, in the eastern Midwest, not nearly as many problems occurring right now. The severe weather is completely out of the Corn Belt now. Some fields are still highly saturated after recent rainfall. A lot of the snow is gone now from Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky and Missouri. Only far northern Missouri, far northwestern into northern Illinois, and parts of extreme northern Indiana with a snow cover. But Wisconsin, Iowa, Minnesota, Michigan, all snow covered right now. So it's really a situation where about half the Midwest is moving into a more spring situation, while the other half is still fully engulfed with winter. And as we go through next week, milder air will start to come in, but it's going to be a while before some of that snow to the northwest will melt. The good news for producers up in the upper Midwest is some moisture is finally coming, because if there's one area in the Midwest Corn Belt that's been dry of late, it is in the northwest, and they are getting some moisture. Of course, when it's snow, the moisture content isn't as high, but Omaha picked up over a half an inch of liquid equivalent during the last 24 hours. Des Moines over a third of an inch, so about a third of an inch in Minneapolis. St. Paul, 42 hundredths of an inch of precipitation in Sioux Falls. As you go farther north and northwest from there, amounts have been less, but some snow has fallen on the Dakotas, and any moisture for those folks is beneficial. Probably the good news to the east is, although some of the rain was heavy, it wasn't as heavy as it might have been. Cincinnati did pick up 1.2 inches and Columbus, Ohio, 1.1 inches. So the rainfall did get a little heavier as the storms pushed eastward yesterday. But here at WILL, this last round, we only got 900. So we avoided a flooding problem around here with that. As we look ahead, we're going to have a chilly weekend. There will be snow around the Great Lakes through tomorrow, including some light accumulations from northern Illinois, northern Indiana, and northern Ohio northward. So that could slow things down a bit. But next week, we'll start to see some moderation in temperature. And we are looking at the potential of some more storm systems moving through every few days or so. We're not looking to a trend of drier weather yet, but I do think that next week we'll start to at least start to see some more moderation in temperature for more than just a few hours. We'll start to turn that corner a little bit towards spring. That's not to say we're all done with winter weather. After each storm system, we will have some surges of cold, but the up and down temperature pattern will really start to set in next week. Now, as we go to the southern hemisphere, it does look like some more moisture is possible in eastern portions of Argentina into southern portions of Brazil late next week. In the interim, it looks like most of the rain will be in northern Argentina and southern Brazil. And the more important thing is dry weather has started to set up in northern Brazil, and that is something they've really needed because they were so wet during the last couple of months. And for cutting beans there, the dry weather is definitely beneficial. They probably lost some yield there, but the weather has improved for that area. And some of the areas getting the rain now are some of the areas that had been dry for a while, so the rain's not really hurting them either. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 504 and 3 quarters, down a half. Last trade down 6 and a quarter. July, 505 down a half. Last trade down 5 and a half. At the Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 462, down 3 quarters, last trade down 9. May, 477 and a half, down 1 and a half, last trade down 6 and a half. July, 489, down 1, last trade down 6. March corn opened at 417 and a quarter, unchanged, last trade down 6 and a half. May, 428, unchanged, last trade down 7 and a half. July, 436 and 3 quarters, up a half, last trade down 6 and 3 quarters. December, 413 and a half, up a quarter, last trade down 7 and a quarter. March beans opened at 747, up 3 quarters, last trade down 2 and a quarter. May, 762 unchanged, last trade down 6. July, 776 and a quarter unchanged, last trade down 6. November, $8 and a half, up 1, last trade down 7. March soybean meal opened at 218.80, down a dollar, last trade down 240. March soybean oil opened at 29.94, up 41. Last trade down 11. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ed Dunn of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave.
Any reason at all? Any reason at all?
Any reason at all?
Suspect
these grain markets are a wild ride.
Well, they are a wild ride, but on the opening bell that there won't be more selling.
No, there will be selling on the opening. Look for, you know, 6 to 7 lower, both corn and beans, in line with the overnights as we start the day, Dave. This is the first time where we've seen a big sell-off and then a consecutive move the next day. It seems like we've had a lot of up and down over the last week or 7 days of trading, commodity trading, but it doesn't look like we're going to get that big bounce today.
Well, you look at some charts. You look at Novi beans and you look at May corn, and it looks to me like the 23.6 retracement levels are right in line for targets.
Yes. I'm sorry, you said the 23-cent retracement?
23.6% retracement levels.
Retracements, yes. Yeah. And even on the soybeans, we were looking at that. If we get another 10 or 12 cents down in those here, that'll be a 50% retracement off of the, off of the gap level up to the high that we saw last week. So, there's some talk and maybe a guy ought to be buyer of that May contract in the 740 area, thinking that the 50% will hold it. Also looking at that magical $4 Dease corn as a support level for this thing. But I think if we puncture both of those, Dave, as we talked before we got live, the downside could stay with us here for a couple weeks.
Over in the wheat pit, we had a one-week rally after what has been like a 13-14 week downtrend, but now that wheat is down under that midterm downtrend line, what does that imply to you?
Well, I think unfortunately wheat is still a follower, but the crop's not experiencing any problem. There's not much fresh news out there, so there's not a lot to support the market on a fundamental side right now. You know, the wheat planted acres at 60 million, production at 2.17 billion. You know, these won't have much of an impact. But bottom line, I don't think the wheat market can rally if we're going to see some weakness in corn and beans here in the short term. But I think what a guy has to keep in perspective is even though we've got commodity funds selling across the board, another 20,000 contracts of corn yesterday, even though we had a poor export sales number yesterday morning, bottom line, the market knows we're only a bad planting conditions here in the spring or a bad crop away from an explosive market. And I don't think over the long term they're going to let these things get too carried away to the downside.
Very quickly, just a few seconds left. Does the weakness that we're seeing this week carry over for a few more weeks or perhaps all the way to the planting intentions report?
I think that the weakness stays with us, yes, up to probably at least the middle of March, Dave. Like I said, you know, knowing the potential explosiveness that acreage report and early planting weather is going to do to us, I don't know that we stay weak through the month of March, but through the first part of this month, yes. Don't be surprised to see the rallies hard to come by. We've seen a lot of success in these markets. It's probably time for some consolidation.
Thank you very much, Ed.
You bet, Dave. Thanks.
Ed Dunn of Strategic Farm Marketing. You're listening to WILL Urbana.